Well, hello, and welcome to the third podcast edition of The Automotive Sphere, the new voice of the automotive blogosphere brought to you by Auto Conversion. My name is Ryan Girardi. I run Blog Pro Automotive, which is a site for auto dealers and vendors in the automotive industry, as well as bloggers and other power users on the internet that are interested in keeping up with the progress of blog marketing and other Web 2.0 concepts as they pertain to the auto industry. This podcast is intended to be a supplement to our periodic newsletter, typically about 5 to 10 minutes in length. And if you don't have that newsletter open right now in front of you, and you're listening to this podcast from our podcast site, then you should see a link right in front of you on the web page, just above the widget here. And if you click it, that'll load the issue that goes along with this podcast. Alternatively, you could go to www.blogproautomotive.com/newsletter, and that will get you the most recent issue and link you to past issues as well. So the purpose of this newsletter really is to provide unique information about blog marketing and other Web 2.0 concepts in this industry and in a concise format that you can absorb in a few minutes and as well as put to use. So it is a brief podcast, but it's intended to be very constructive for you. Each issue, it's pretty much the same. It's got a feature article, which we'll get into in a minute. I have a handful of select entries, and you'll notice we have a new format this week. On the right-hand side, you'll see the link outs to 10 different blog entries that are hand-selected by our contributors. And every issue, those links will be different. And the purpose of those is just to bring more information and awareness right into your inbox for you, along with the other content that we have. So, and you'll definitely see links from each of our contributors as well. Also provide quick lesson or an exercise on the fundamentals of blogging or blog theory in some way. And then some random miscellaneous stuff, which we'll get into. That'll change per issue. So again, welcome. The feature article this week. It's about the idea that dealers are being misled about search marketing. And there's a couple different angles to this, but the primary angle is the idea that search marketing right now, it's the term is being misused because it's misunderstood. A lot of right now when people say search marketing or search engine marketing, a lot of times they're talking about pay-per-click or PPC advertising or keyword advertising, whatever you want to call it. PPC is really the official lingo for that. And the reality is, the search marketing is more than just pay-per-click. There's a few different facets to it, but another primary aspect to search marketing is organic search. And organic search is really, it's been around since day one of search engines, before sponsored links, before pay-per-click came around. Organic search was how things were done. And I just want to point that out, that when you talk about search marketing, if you're focusing strictly on pay-per-click, then you're really cutting yourself short and missing out on a big portion of what search marketing is all about. Now, between pay-per-click and organic, there's different uses, different purpose for those. We're not really going to get into those in this issue. They each have their pros and cons. We'll actually explore that in our next issue. The concern for, at least for this article, is the idea that we've kind of developed this pay-per-click bandwagon. So much emphasis over the past 2 to 3 years has been all about pay-per-click that organic has kind of been put to the wayside for a lot of companies, particularly in the auto industry. And everyone's putting their eggs into pay-per-click, and I think that's a mistake. And I think that dealers need to be aware of that. They need to be cautious of that when they're talking with search marketing advertisers and vendors that offer that service for them. It's not all about pay-per-click. Organic is a huge part of this. And the reality today is that traditional organic search, which is just to kind of recap for you, traditional organic search was you define your meta tags, your description, your keywords, and you registered your site on a periodic basis with all the search engines. And you optimized your site so that it would appear in the search results. And it's a little outdated right now. Today, RSS marketing has taken precedence in search marketing. And RSS marketing, we can't get into it right here in this article, but it's just a, it's a more, it's definitely the modern way to communicate and build relevancy with search engines. And there's a great science and art to it, and we're going to get into that a little more in future issues. But PPC, pay-per-click, is definitely overrated. It's getting expensive, and dealers need to be aware that there's other alternatives. And there is a way to come up with a formula or a mixture of using organic search and pay-per-click advertising. So be aware of that. Another thing to be aware of is how you do your searches. We'll probably get more into that as well in a future issue, but when you do searches for keywords, take a look at the sponsored ads that you see in comparison to the organic listings that you see. If the advertisers you're seeing in the sponsored links aren't showing up in the first one or two pages of your organic, then they probably are not really providing what they're purchasing those ads for. And that is definitely something that you do want to watch out for. So, for more information about that, I definitely encourage you to subscribe to the blog, to Blog Pro Automotive. You can do that by going to www.blogproautomotive.com. Check out the subscribe section and do that, because that's where we really get into the nitty-gritty of topics like this and explore them. So hopefully that's insightful for you. Going down the list here, the podcast this week is from The Car Connection, Big Surprises in Auto Industry Quality Report Card. Pretty revealing, very professional, put together podcast. Encourage you to check that out. We will feature a podcast in every issue from around the industry. So our two staples for this issue this week are business blogging and RSS marketing. Both are linking you out to a site called RSS Applied, which are definitely pioneers in RSS marketing. So I encourage you to read those articles about blogging a business. There's a lot to be learned there in the auto industry. A lot of vertical markets and industries are applying blog marketing in their businesses, and that's something that we're not seeing not an extraordinary amount of here in the auto industry. And RSS marketing, probably a new term for a lot of people. There's a Like I said, RSS marketing is really the, I'd almost want to say the modern protocol today for communicating and getting placing well with search engines. So definitely read about that. And again, get on our blog every day, check it out, and learn more about RSS marketing. It's definitely going to be good for you to know. Towards the bottom, you will see link outs to AutoBurst and AutoConversion. And these are products that we're developing. AutoBurst is, as you can see, it's a blog marketing product for auto dealers. It incorporates RSS marketing, search marketing, blogging, social networking. And the whole idea is that with AutoBurst that we will be able to give you better results and ROI with your search marketing efforts. As well as help build long-lasting relationships with your customers in new and innovative ways. So please check that out. There's plenty of link outs to ask questions, inquire about us. You can do that. And again, on our blog, we do talk about that product on a regular basis. And AutoConversion, which is really the producer of this newsletter and the AutoBurst product, it's a prototype system right now. It's geared towards mainly bloggers in the industry. There's really a lot of work to be done on there. We're really focused on AutoBurst right now. But take a moment to check out AutoConversion, see what you think. Definitely ask some questions about it. It's something that you'll probably see more and more of as the months roll on by. Well, again, this is supposed to be a short podcast just to introduce you to the newsletter and walk you through it. So this does conclude this edition of the Automotive Sphere. So I want to thank you for listening, and I'd like to invite you to visit us on cardealerforums.com, and you can discuss this topic and any other topics about blog marketing and Web 2.0 or the industry as a whole. So on behalf of our contributors, AI Dealer, Auto Genie, Dealer Refresh, Higher Turnover, and Blog Pro Automotive, I want to thank you for listening. This is Ryan Girardi signing off, and I look forward to seeing you in the automotive blogosphere. God bless you.